This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is up. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
Now, Jax, you're a pretty creative kind of gal.
I am.
Do you ever lacking for any inspiration or creativity?
No, my head's abuzz with everything at all times. Oh, my thing is trying to harness what's in my crazy little brain.
Well, but not everybody's like that. Some people do need a bit of a help along. And joining us on the line from Sydney is Alex from The Big Smoke. Tell us all about some technology and how it can help us unlock and unleash our creativity.
Ooh.
Alex, tell us more.
Okay, so this is an experiment that's been done and has been successful when researchers have placed receptors on the brain of a monkey and zapped it with energy. So I get electricity, sorry. So it's kind of like a car being boosted with the leads and another car engine boosting it. That whole concept has been found to boost creativity, increase cognitive function. In fact, one of the studies that they did found that it increased learning by 40%.
By having an electrode to the brain.
Yeah.
Yes. And so it's this whole... isn't a completely new concept, because, I mean, we all remember One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yes.
Well, electrode comes... Yeah, therapy, yes.
So it's not so far away from that, but obviously it's very controlled and it's done in a different way, and the backdrop behind why people do it is different. But one of the interesting things that they found is that while this research has provided evidence that it's actually something that can be possible, it is starting to happen DIY, which means people are buying the equipment on Amazon and they're actually going out and just doing it themselves. So they're putting these transmitters on their foreheads. And they're actually going and zapping their own brains. And, of course, we can't have people doing that. It's completely dangerous.
Yeah.
And we should be leaving it to the professionals if we want to explore that option.
So are these basically non-creative people who are like, oh, I wish I was a bit more creative, or I wish I could draw or something, or are these, like, people with writer's block? Do we know?
I think there's different reasons why people would do it. I mean, some people, for example, really do want to be boosted in terms of creativity. Other people may be concerned about their memory, so they'll reach out to anything that sounds like a quick fix. There was also a lot of research and evidence behind neural mesh being inserted into the bottom of the brain, wrapping around our brain and actually connecting our brains to the internet, essentially. That's another way for people to try to use technology to boost their cognitive function. But, of course, all of these things need to happen. Well, they all need to happen within the framework of professionals and researchers who understand the possibilities about what could go wrong and can actually make sure that people aren't just, you know, zapping their brains and causing permanent harm.
Well, I'd be worried that I'd become rewired or something, or I'd become, you know what I mean? Like, your neural pathways
might kill something you need.
There's so much different research around electrical stimulation, for example. I mean, there was a study recently done that looked at electrical stimulation helping a man with paralyzed legs walk again. So we do know that there is the opportunity to link technology with these things. But unfortunately, when you think about an unregulated environment and people are just selling these products on Amazon, you can imagine the danger that could happen if somebody just buys it and applies it themselves.
How do they get the rights or the patent or whatever to the legal requirements to sell it on Amazon, though? It's so weird.
You know, it's an unregulated, as I said, industry. So if you want to try it, you can buy it. I mean, it's the same reason why my mother sends me an email that promises a vitamin's going to, you know, give you another 20 years of living. I mean, like, there are products out there that are not regulated, and it's basically one of those buy beware style purchases.
I find if I'm looking for creativity or for inspiration, I find nothing beats a whiteboard and a marker. Like, for me...
Yep.
To brainstorm.
Yeah, exactly. Don't touch my brain. Don't prod me with electrodes. Just give me a whiteboard and let's just sort of brainstorm something. Yeah.
Shake it out.
Well, I love the idea of neural mesh, can I just say.
Really?
Oh, you would absolutely want to be a cyborg, don't you, Alex?
You know what? In Sweden, a lot of people are increasingly more and more inserting technology implants into their bodies. So the brain aspect of that neural mesh isn't that far away.
But you'd have to get your hair cut, Alex. You have to...
You'd have to to cut your hair.
You have to cut all your long hair off.
well, then I obviously can't do it then.
No, you can't do that.
That's it. That's incredible and scary.
Oh, I didn't even like glow mesh. I don't think I'm going to like brain mesh.
Glow mesh, boy.
It's not like that.
It's not like glow mesh.
Foil. All right.
Yeah, you can do the Mel Gibson thing and have foil on your head, and that will be good enough. That will block out that.
Block out the rays.
Yeah.
Thanks, Alex. We look forward to speaking to you at this time again next week.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.